We have always to think about what is going to happen in the next 20 years in our field. We are just now doing quite important research about the future of longevity. Personally, you know, I like the idea of doing what I do for the next 50 years.
Hello again and welcome to LAMA, the Live Long and Master Aging podcast. I'm Peter Bowes. This is where we explore the science and stories behind human longevity.
This episode is brought to you in association with Clinique La Prairie, the award-winning spa clinic and pioneering health and wellness destination nestled on the shores of Lake Geneva in Montreux, Switzerland. Combining preventative medicine with bespoke lifestyle and nutrition plans, Clinique La Prairie offers a holistic approach to living fuller, healthier, and longer lives.
So, what does a holistic approach to maximizing our health span really mean? Optimizing the number of years that we enjoy the best of health is certainly the goal of this podcast, and I'm delighted to be working with Clinique La Prairie to explore some of the issues in more detail. In this special episode, two guests. In a moment, we're going to meet Dr. Adrian Heine, who is a graduate of the Faculty of Medicine at the University of Lausanne, Switzerland, and La Prairie's medical director. But first, the clinic's CEO, Simone Gibertoni, joins me to discuss the four pillars for longevity: medical care, nutrition, movement, and well-being, which Clinique La Prairie puts at the heart of its approach to helping people live a better, healthier, and longer life. Simone, welcome to the Live Long and Master Aging podcast.
Peter, thank you very much for having us today. It's a pleasure to be with you.
It's really good to talk to you. And I think it's hopefully clear from my introduction that I think we share similar ideals in terms of our attitude towards aging and especially health span, which is why it's good to be working with you on this. Maybe we could start with a little bit of history. Talk me through the last 90 years of Clinique La Prairie.
Yes, Peter, like you said, is 90 years, so it's a long story, but really is a fascinating story. Everything started here in Montreux in 1931 with Dr. Nyans, which was in fact an exceptional doctor. He's the doctor who invented, we could say, the cellular therapy, this revitalization program, which was already at that time iconic and is still today our most important program. And Dr. Nyans was so famous and the result of its work were so exceptional that basically all the most famous people in the world already in the 50s started to come at Clinique La Prairie. So you had people like Winston Churchill, Cary Grant, Greta Garbo, of course, a lot of very famous people today, and of course we keep their name confidential. Started to came to La Prairie for the Dr. Nyans therapies. And we can really say that, you know, probably you already talk a lot in your podcast about medical spa. We could say that the Clinique La Prairie has been in fact the first medical spa, because already in the 60s, at a certain point, the Matley family, which is still today owning the clinic, Clinique La Prairie is a family-owned company, acquired the clinic and really build up this idea of medical spa, having the best medical facilities with the best possible Swiss doctor. We have over 50 doctors working in Clinique La Prairie, together with a wellness part and with a very sophisticated hospitality part, which is, again, making us able to deliver this weekly program. The majority of our program are weekly program to our guests.
And I know that the clinic values science, and a lot of the work that you do there is grounded in science. And clearly, over those 90 years, the science will have changed considerably. I'm just curious what you think the big developments have been over the years.
Yeah, that's a key point, in fact, Peter, for us. And we have a team which is called, we like to call them life science team, which is continuously researching the best technologies internally. We have an internal laboratories and also scouting the best technology in the market. I just give you an example of a very important collaboration for us, which is a collaboration with the Biopol, which is a startup center quite important that we have here in Switzerland. And everything we do, maybe because we have these 50 doctors, no, which are always in a ways they are the gatekeeper of whatever we do. Everything we do must be proved, must deliver a result. So I think that we are putting together the best of really the health and the wellness from a certain point of view. If we talk about the revitalization, which as I was telling you is our iconic program, this has gone through huge research in the last 20 years. We had a fantastic scientific team led by Professor Ernst Ritschel from the Borstel Group in Germany. And today we are enriching our scientific team, always keeping in mind the main themes of longevity from nutrition to brain to immunity to senescent cell to inflammation. So always keeping, let's say, the hot topic very well in target in terms of research.
And so, Ben, what brought you to the clinic? Because I know you have a background in business. Was there something that happened in your career or your life that really kick-started your interest in this area and in health and longevity?
But listen, it's probably always, no, the nice things in life always come by chance. So I had the chance to know the owner of the clinic. We have worked together for many years in the beauty business that I was running at that time. And so at a certain point, we decided to start working together at the clinic, which, of course, for me was a big honor to be part of this institution. And let's say on the personal side, I always had the passion for the high performance in general and high performance on a personal level, on the company level. And of course, health and wellness, energy in general, I would say, Peter, is the foundation of everything, no, from this point of view. And I have to tell you, on top of this, I really got incredibly passionate about this vision that we built over time here in Clinique La Prairie, which is helping people living a longer, healthier and better life. And I don't have to tell you what do you want more than coming to the office every day, thinking about ways to improve the life of the people. That's really a dream from this point of view.
Well, I think it's clearly a great job and one that you enjoy a lot. Let's bring in Dr. Adrian Heine, who is the medical director at the clinic. And Adrian, let me maybe ask you the same question. Clearly, you've been a doctor all of your career. You specialize in these issues that are focused, let's say, the umbrella issue of health span and living as long as and as well as we can. What is your own philosophy towards aging?
Yes, thank you. Thank you to be here in this podcast. So if you want to come to this question, what is my interest in longevity? I just quickly tell you somehow where I come from. So I did medicine. I studied internal medicine, and I was from my studies on, I was interested in holistic domains like acupuncture, nutrition. And then I did my research work for several years in nutrition. And that's basically combining medicine, nutrition, other holistic approaches and science. So I have been, you know, also working for several years in a research team. So that basically brought me or made me so interested to work with Clinique La Prairie, because Clinique La Prairie has on the one side an approach which remains holistic and natural, uses natural tools to live better and live longer. And on the other side, as Simone mentioned, it's definitely based on research and recent findings, like proving somewhere that we are on the right track. So this is like my background who brought me to the interest of longevity and of the philosophy of Clinique La Prairie.
I think it's probably fair to say that in the most recent years, it is developments in genetics that have been perhaps the biggest change in terms of very sophisticated genetic tests and how they can be integrated into a program for someone who is pursuing a long, healthy life?
Exactly. So it's a good point. And we, again, together with our doctors, but particularly with our scientists, we very early in the development of genetics, we were interested in that perspective. And the proof is that it was for good, because now we are really up to date with recent methods, and we are able to integrate these genetic and epigenetic testing methods in our approach, in our individual approach of the client.
So let's just dig a little deeper in terms of what it means for a client to go through these tests, how it occurs, what they actually have to do, and what it means for them in terms of the information as they progress with their lifestyle and maybe adapt their lifestyle according to what the genetic tests discover.
Exactly. For the clients, it's very instructive and interesting to discover more about their genetic background. You could say, why to go into genetics? Because it's, you cannot change it. But that's wrong. The genetic background shows you what are the predispositions and the risks somehow if you live a bad life or if you don't do anything against. Now, where we come into this genetic rationale is that some trends or some indications for certain risk, let's say a higher risk for cardiovascular disease or a higher risk for the diabetes, but also a predisposition, let's say, to be less protected against oxidative stress, that allows us actually to tailor down the program and the recommendations given to our clients. It's a very useful but also constructive process for us doctors. Now, let me just say that one of the unique advantages we have here at the clinic that is that we can get the result of the genetic test within a few days. Because if you get the result 1 month later or 2 months later, once the client is gone, it's much more difficult to factor it in your attitude and to give the recommendations.
And to what extent, I'm just curious how people respond to these tests, because I think for many people, this is a very novel approach. This is all quite new, because I think people, and you kind of referred to this, I think people have traditionally thought of their genetics and their genes as something that are set in stone and cannot be changed. But I think the key element is, and you've referred to this, it is what else we can do. It is the environment around us. And of course, that includes exercise and diet. So generally, how do people respond to knowing much more about themselves?
No, they definitely they respond positively. Now, again, it's a real condition that you can transmit the result personally, because that makes the whole difference. It may be scary if you get a report with red and green flashes and you don't have the interpretation of these results. We use factors that are linked or related to predisposition factors of that influence lifestyle, that influence some preventative factor, let's say eye diseases that you can prevent if you go to the eye doctor. So we choose our profiles also in the way that it gives something constructive or reassuring to our clients. In other words, that there's something to do about it.
Simone, let me ask you, do you think this new element of science is the future, or at least a big part of the future, in terms of looking after people's day-to-day health, but with an eye on longevity as well, that it is a new area that is only going to grow.
Yeah, listen, Peter, for sure. Beside the principle, the four pillars that you just mentioned, which are critical for us, I always like to talk also about the what we call the 3C, which is care, competence, and customization. The idea of the genetic test, we have been the first to introduce it, and we are going to be the first to introduce the epigenetic test, is the idea of making a personalized program, a personalized wellness program for each of our guests. So this idea of customization and personalization is super important for us, is super important in our philosophy, and it will continue to be important for us in the sense that we don't believe in the general concept of standard wellness for everybody. Each of us is different. That's what we are highlighting through our genetic test. And through the new epigenetic test that we do to all our guests coming for our program, which is basically now complementing the genetic test. And the idea is, how can we customize the best program? Because at the end, we want to reach the better result for our guests and our patients. How can we customize for each of our clients the best program for their health and to fulfill the vision I was mentioning to you, helping them to living a longer, healthier, and better life? Of course, when after 1 week, then if you want, we can elaborate a little bit on what we are building up to be sure that there is a follow-up. But if after 1 week, one of our guests is telling us that we have changed their life, in a sense, it means that we have been able to do something good for them. And this idea of really customization is very important in this process.
And when I started by posing the question, what does a holistic approach to maximizing our health span really mean? Well, you tell me, I take it that it is a combination of the new science that we've just been talking about, but traditional methods as well, and that is optimizing our diet and exercise programs.
Absolutely. It's the principle of the four pillars. No, you mentioned them, the medical, nutrition, well-being, and movement. Is the idea that, of course, for us, we're very strong on the medical, so the first pillar is very important, but there are all the four pillars which are important. I was telling you medical is important, but inside the well-being pillar, there is transcendental meditation, which for us is also important. Nutrition for us is critical in what we do. We have people researching on it. It is a fundamental part of all our program together with the movement. And what we are saying is always is that there will never be the magic pills which is solving all your health issue, but is always a combination of these four pillars, which is what we call, like you said, the holistic approach.
You mentioned, Simone, that there is no magic pill, and I think that is hugely important to remember that. And also the fact that we are, and again you referred to this, we're all very, very individual. And I think new genetic tests are only proving that we're all individual. We all respond to external factors. We respond to food in very different ways, and also exercise. There's one issue that I'd like maybe Dr. Heine to talk to you about, that I'm sure a lot of people come to you and complain about and say, this is something I really want to try to conquer in my life. And that is inflammation. We are all, I think, plagued by inflammation, in big part, I think, through our lifestyles and the way that we work. Maybe sitting for too long behind a desk can lead to inflammation. What can we do about it?
Oh, yeah, it's quite a complex issue. Going back in medicine not that many years, of course, inflammation was an evidence, but it's only in the last decades that scientists together with doctors realized that somehow chronic or underlying inflammation is much more of a problem that what we thought. So we have very, trivial or well-known areas like cardiovascular disease, where we know now definitely that the an underlying very, very slight, smooth inflammation helps to actually to worsen or to develop cardiovascular disease. But this is also the case in many other health areas like brain degeneration, joint, et cetera, and that's why it is definitely important to have a non-inflammatory environment. And now again, it became evident that cells, aging cells, are clearly influenced by inflammatory or let's say underlying inflammatory process. So, what to do? Here, I think we have many, many tools, natural tools, that we should use first before we go into therapeutics or pharmacological treatments. I'm, of course, talking about not acute inflammatory diseases, but really this underlying inflammatory process. So we have made quite some progress in selecting ingredients, nutritional ingredients, plants, herbs, etc., which show anti-inflammatory actions. One very trivial and well-known one is omega-3 fatty acids, which clearly has an anti-inflammatory action. So one of our approaches is to look at, to measure the fatty acid profile and to look at the balance between omega-3 and omega-6 and then to correct the intake of oils and fat. So that's just one example. But we have now, we have developed nutritional supplements that we will give according to which problem we face or which program we do at the clinic. So it's still actually evolving and progressing, but we have come much further in knowing what natural ingredients we can actually use and recommend to our clients.
And presumably simple or relatively simple lifestyle changes as well can go a long way towards reducing inflammation.
Absolutely. And that's why in every stay at the clinic, using the pillars, the three pillars plus, of course, the medical assessment, we work in harmony, with nutrition, with physical exercise modifications, and with wellness approaches, going up to mindfulness and meditation, because all these interventions or modifications can be favorable for an anti-inflammatory or antioxidative biology or metabolism.
Simone, the clinic is part medical center, it's a part wellness retreat. I am curious, these last 12 months that we have all gone through and endured, and it isn't over yet, but we're getting there, there's light at the end of the tunnel. How have you dealt with COVID?
Well, listen, I would say we had, of course, 97% of our clients were coming from outside Switzerland. So for us, of course, the travel ban has been has unfortunately stopped a lot of our clients for coming to us. And of course, in view of the situation, in view of the fact that the base of our programs was the strengthening of the immune system, of course, was in a sense a very hot topic for them. So from this point of view, it's been quite difficult for us. From the other point of view, being not only, like you said, a wellness place, but being a full-fledged hospital is making our life, in a sense, easier. And has been a very, very high reassurance for our clients coming to us, because they knew that we were just not only a wellness place, but in fact, we had all the medical staff ready, available for any need.
And do you think what we've gone through is, I think it's inevitable, it is going to change everyone's attitude towards their own personal health and well-being and moving forward, and especially for people in your position running a clinic like yours, it's going to really upend the industry, isn't it? It's entirely going to change the way people view the precious time that they have here and now that could influence how long they live and what state of health they're going to be in a few decades' time.
Yeah, absolutely, Peter. And of course, awareness is going to be higher for sure, and is higher for sure. There are two subjects. You were mentioning inflammation and immune system, which now are much more common for our clients today, you know, and for our patients, and they want to know much more than in the past. I give you another example. In all our program, there is a medical checkup, which is done the first day that our clients are coming. And, you know, in the past, we had a lot of clients saying, I came already last year. A lot of our clients are coming every year. Do I have to do it again? It's really important. And now all of them are asking for it because they want to have it. So it means that they feel the importance of having their health checked much more regularly than in the past. And again, I think they all want to understand much more about health and wellness.
And do you think we're at much more thinking more globally about this? Do you think we're at a turning point in global health? And clearly you cater for high-end clients from around the world, but for other populations, distant populations, clearly everyone has been affected by COVID. And do you think that change in attitude that we've just been talking about will reach far and wide so that everyone will think about health in a different way, and perhaps everyone responsible for thinking about health in different way, from governments to health authorities in different countries?
Listen, that's our hope. I don't know if this will really happen. You were mentioning nutrition. We know how important is the nutrition, you know, for our health. Is this pandemic really has the pandemic open our eyes, for example, on a different way that we have to think about nutrition? I don't know. I'm not seeing today the changes that I would have hoped to see. But let's say for sure people will want to know more. And that's, I think it's important to start a process that, like we said, requires some effort, no, from our side.
Now, you've mentioned, I think you both mentioned that your clients will generally come and spend a week with you, quite an intense week in terms of tests and perhaps a re-education in terms of people's health. I'm curious what happens after the week and how long the very positive experience of being with you for a week, how long it actually lasts. Do people, I suppose, learn lessons about themselves and implement new lifestyles?
Yes. Listen, I let then maybe Adrian answer to you about the effect of our therapies, which are lasting for many months. But your question is really fundamental and critical for me, because this has been my question immediately when I came. And the question was, how can we continue to help our client once they have left Clinique La Prairie? Because for sure, 1 week, it's, you can really change, like we were saying before, the life of our people through education, making them discover the four pillars, what do we do during the week. But then my dream was to follow up with our clients once they leave CLP. That's why we have started to create this network of daily, we call it City Hub, daily wellness place, because Peter, basically 80% of our clients are living in 16 cities all around the world. So if we are able to have a small CLP in all of these cities, we will be able to follow up with them on a daily basis. So I would like them to find our nutrition philosophy, our movement philosophy when they are back home. And that's also the reason why we created this line of product, which is called Holistic Health, which was for us a way of giving the possibility to our client to have a piece of Clinique La Prairie with them once they leave Switzerland.
So, Dr. Heine, the same question then, maybe from a more of a medical perspective, and I suppose a cynic looking on could say, well, clearly it's a very beneficial week that your clients will come, experience, do the tests and learn a lot about themselves and pay a lot of money for. But how long do those benefits last for?
So maybe first I would like to say that since I joined the clinic and even before, our attitude and our programs, they have always been focused on a long-term action in terms of what we give as therapy and supplements, but also in terms of what we instruct our clients. Now, I think we are very happy because we have a great recurring percentage of returning clients after 1 year or 1.5 year or 2 years. So it allows us actually to observe whether they were able to implement lifestyle changes. And I'm not saying that the majority are doing them, but a certain percentage that we see on a regular basis, we can construct with them lifestyle changes, and there's some very satisfactory changes that we observe. Certainly with what Simone said, with this setup, with new tools and applications where we can better keep in touch with the clients, this will even improve. But I would say we're probably already quite pioneers in implementing long-term changes, just by bringing the clients back by a certain connection that has been created over the years with our clients.
And I ask the question in part because people will be familiar with the concept of a yo-yo diet. They will go onto a diet for a week or 6 weeks and they'll achieve a certain weight loss, but then that weight will yo-yo. It'll go up and down and up and down. And the battle for a lot of people isn't body, but it's mind. And it's a focus on what the ultimate goal is. And I suppose one concern could be that once away from the environment of somewhere like a clinic like yours, that people's minds will move on to other things, to family issues, to school, to the children, to the car that needs fixing, or whatever the daily problem is. And generally, this is a problem for so many people that they're attention focuses away from their health. I guess the challenge is to get that attention span to stay long term.
It's definitely a challenge. I completely agree with you. Now we know this challenge, and that's why during, let's say, only a week of stay, we work in between the doctors, between the dietitians who all have behavioral, psychological training. We have psychologists. We really work on the mindset that the client is going back into real life. So we, on the one side, we want to offer him like a dream at the clinic, but we don't lose the connection to real life. And that's a very important point.
There is, Peter, one story that we are used to tell about, you were mentioning now the weight management issue.
Please.
And we have a lot of clients calling us and saying, if I come to La Prairie for a weight management, how many kilos do I lose during the week? And we always say, if this is your approach, don't come to La Prairie. You should ask yourself how many kilos I'm losing in 1 year's time, because that has to be your target. And if you will come to La Prairie, we will tell you the right strategies to make it, but not in 1 week, in 1 year.
And Dr. Heine, you just used the expression, the dream, or spending a week at the clinic is like a dreamlike experience. Simone, is it like that?
Well, let's say we also want to make the experience unique for our clients, for sure. So there must be, like you said, the mental part is very important. So there must be the right mix between the therapies that we offer to them, as Adrian was saying, but also the education and the overall experience that they have during the week. We have over 70% of our clients that are used to come back. Some of them are coming back since 30, 40 years. For us, this part is really crucial. We are used to say that our most important marketing is the word of mouth, no? Because that's in reality the most important marketing that we can have. People that are getting results coming to us and are recommending Clinique La Prairie to friends and families members.
Let me ask you both in closing, and I often ask my guests this question, in terms of what you yourselves have learned during your careers about health and wellness, how do you apply that knowledge to yourself in terms of your own daily wellness regimes? Is there one or two things perhaps that you can be specific about that you insist on doing every day because you know it is going to be very beneficial to your own longevity? Dr. Heine first.
With pleasure. I like many of us, went through stressful times, through overworking, almost burnout. And yes, what I learned is that the work-life balance is just not just like a slogan, work-life balance. It's really about work-life balance.
Right.
Because the recovery can be very concentrated. It can be, several days vacation, but it can be a few hours. What is clearly important has even an impact on longevity and brain health, brain plasticity, is that we need to learn, we need to acquire tools to make breaks, to like separate work from life in the morning, to get into your day with, personally, I do it with Qigong, others do it with meditation or whatever.
Qigong, what's that?
Qigong is actually the Chinese type of Tai Chi exercise. So it's a combination between breathing and moving exercises that bring like a certain harmony of your inner energy flow, and which puts you somewhere in the middle of the nature of the world. This, I think, is extremely important. Of course, it has to be combined with a healthy diet, with some regular exercise. But again, I think the important thing is that it's not that you need that many hours. You can, if you follow a certain minimal routine according to what personality, you can concentrate recovery also in a shorter time. It just has to be done. You have to avoid to just go into bed with the routine problems. So it's not easy. It's not easy to do it, but you have to acquire that.
Well, that's the issue, the big issue, isn't it, Simone, that we all leave busy lives these days. We're all trying to multitask and probably fit in too much work. So right. I'm curious, what's your daily regime?
Personally, I have a 1 hour routine in the morning that is really precious for me, which is done of 20 minutes of yoga, 20 minutes of transcendental meditation. Which, again, if I can suggest to your listener, is really a life-changing routine to include this twice a day, these 20 minutes for practicing meditation. And then I'm used to have a 20 minutes of visualization about my day, the objective, and what I want to reach. And of course, I'm using our detox supplement in the morning, which I find very useful. And plus, there are all the very important guidelines about nutrition that we all know so well. And in particular, there I would suggest to lower as much as possible animal protein. And of course, in our case, we have this big chance of having all these therapies and research and supplement, which I'm used to take with really astonishing results from this point of view.
And do you have a vision for your own longevity and your own health span? Are you the kind of person who actually thinks about what it's going to be like or what you're going to be like in terms of your physical and mental capacity in the decades to come? Do you have a goal?
Alisa, first of all, I think that what you said is very important. For us, we have always to think about what is going to happen in the next 20 years in our field. We are just now doing quite important research about the future of longevity. So what's happening? And it's really super interesting to interview all these people and to understand from all the people working with us what could be the future in our field. Personally, you know, I like the idea of doing what I do for the next 50 years. So I need to stay fit and I need to be able to do this at least, I say, for the next 50 years. So we could give us the goals of having the next podcast together in 50 years. So we could already book in our agenda the next podcast in 2070. What do you think, Peter?
That is a great goal. And let's hope we can do that in person rather than across the internet like we're trying to do this one. Look, both, this has been a really fascinating conversation. You mentioned so many conversations about longevity. That's exactly what we do here. And it's really good to collaborate with you on that goal. Thank you both very much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, great. Take care.
And if you would like to find out more, I will put some links and some details into the show notes for this episode at the Live Long and Master Aging website. That's at llamapodcast.com, LLAMApodcast.com. In social media, you'll find us at Llama Podcast. You can contact me directly at Peter Bowes. The Llama Podcast is a Healthspan Media production. This episode produced in association with Clinique La Prairie. And a quick reminder, we're available at all of the major podcasting platforms, including Apple Podcasts, where you can rate and review us. Do take care, and many thanks for listening.